Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I met a real leper clan.
Stop. Were you high? Did you just look at me straight face and say you met a real leprechaun? Yeah. What you met was a person dressed up. And don't even disparage the little people, please. I mean,
it wasn't even that little.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's podcast, it's St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day!
Did you know that the patron saint of Ireland wasn't even Irish? What else don't you know about St. Patrick's Day? Let's get into it.
I didn't know none of that.
Let's go! But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
This is now our second show on YouTube.
Yes.
Now, thank you so much for joining us. And those of you who are listening and who have been listening, now you could see us on YouTube.
Yeah, live.
It's not live.
Well, you know what I mean.
You know, I've only owned 2 green shirts in my entire life.
And he's wearing one of them.
I'm wearing one of them. And it's like a lightish green. And the other one was many, many years ago. I owned a shirt from, I think it was Structure was the name of the store.
Okay.
Now it's like Express or something. Express,
oh, okay. So I got you.
Yeah, it used to be Structure. And we're all down green.
Yeah, man.
Let's get into it.
Okay, talk to me.
Now, it's interesting that how certain legends, you know, they appear. Because St. Patrick's is one of them.
Yeah.
Dude was an Irish. He was, I think it was like the Roman Empire back then. But he was from Britain, and he got kidnapped into slavery by Irish, you know.
People.
And he ended up being a missionary, like when all said and done. A Christian missionary, but he was not born Christian. He ended up into Christianity after he got a dream that he was going to be freed.
Like Joan of Arc?
I don't know her story that well.
She had a dream too.
Oh, okay. Well, mystical things happen when you dream, baby. And so he ended up going back to Britain. And then as a young man, he devoted his life to studying. He became, I believe, a bishop.
Okay.
And then he went back to Ireland as a missionary and then spread the word of the Lord.
The Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. He knows what I want.
But St. Patrick's Day is a big drinking holiday, and that's why I'm interested in it.
Huge.
You know, it's almost like Cinco de Mayo. We all become Mexicans.
Absolutely.
Now, let's rank some drinking holidays.
Okay.
Whatever our choices are, give me your top 5 out of the Super Bowl, the 4th of July, New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day, Mardi Gras, Oktoberfest, Kentucky Derby, and Thanksgiving. Did I say Cinco de Mayo?
You didn't say Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. And they have Halloween as a drinking holiday. Nah.
I don't know
about that. But as we go through that, what are you thinking your top five is?
My top five.
You want to go
5 to 1 or 1 to 5?
Is that too difficult?
No.
I like the countdown. Go 5 to 1.
So, number 5 would be probably Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
Then
write these down.
So there's St. Patty's Day. There was
New Year's, Super Bowl, Mardi Gras, Kentucky Derby, Oktoberfest, Thanksgiving, Halloween, 4th of July, St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, so number 4 would be St. Patty's Day.
Okay.
Number 3 would be the 4th of July.
Okay.
Number 2 would be the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And number 1 is New Year's Eve.
Really? For you personally or for other people?
For me, because New Year's Eve is my last day drinking for that month. You know, it kind of, it ends my year. I go strong and then I'm done for a month.
True, true, true. Because we do the dry January.
Yeah, exactly.
That is interesting. I like where your head's at with the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm not.
The Super Bowl is almost our
coming up party.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Now, for me, I can just eliminate the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, because I didn't even say it. I didn't, you know, not that, I mean, I know people do drink a lot during it. And I would have done Mardi Gras, but I've never been to a real one in New Orleans, so that's why I didn't pick it either.
Mardi Gras is out for me.
I never go on Fat Tuesdays anywhere. So.
No.
I mean, I know what it is, but I've probably been out for one Fat Tuesday.
Same. And I barely even know it's Fat Tuesday until I see some beads walking down the street.
Exactly.
Oktoberfest, I'd love to go.
I definitely want, that's definitely on the list.
It's on the list of things to do.
But since I haven't been, I can't add it to it yet.
True. So that's out. I'm doing the process of elimination. Halloween, I don't think I ever drank on Halloween.
No.
Maybe a Halloween party.
And that's usually not even on Halloween. Like if I go to a party, it's like that weekend before or something like that.
True. It's always on the weekend.
It's never of the day.
Okay. So I think I got my top five then.
Okay.
Now from
give me 5 to 1.
5 to 1 will definitely be St. Patrick's Day on number 5.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to do 4th of July next.
Okay.
New Year's Eve.
Number 3? Okay.
Number 3. The day before Thanksgiving.
That's huge.
That's huge.
But you didn't say that. You said Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, day before Thanksgiving. Give me a mulligan on that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, on the day of Thanksgiving, I'm not drinking that much. I got to drive.
No, true.
But the night before Thanksgiving.
No, that's the biggest drinking of the year.
That to me is
the biggest drinking of the year, especially up north. Maybe not so much in South Florida as it is because we just drink all the time here.
Mm-hmm.
But at home, it was definitely one of the biggest drinking nights of the year.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And for me, my number one, Super Bowl.
Okay.
Super Bowl, baby.
Because you're back.
I'm back.
He's back.
I'm back. I'm a lightweight. I did dry January. Man, I'm ready. Now, getting back to St. Patrick's and the legend of St. Patrick.
Yes.
There was a legend that says he drove the snakes out of Ireland. And there's no record at the time that Ireland even ever had any snakes. Mostly
because... Are there snakes everywhere?
Well, there were no snakes in Ireland. There was no way for them to migrate to Ireland.
Because it's an island.
It's an island. The waters are too cold for them to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
And by all... It might have been metaphorical, driving the snakes out, driving the evil out, since he... And if he single-handedly was credited for Christianity there, but he wasn't the only missionary.
No, he was just
the most famous one.
Okay.
And when he died...
Now, this is like the time of the Crusades, I'm guessing?
This was... I don't know the history of the Crusades, but this was definitely 461.
Oh, no, this is before the Crusades.
Something like that. I mean, what we do is we celebrate his death.
Uh-huh.
And I never understood that. Why when they die, you celebrate him? Because he wasn't born he died on the 17th.
Ah.
That's odd to me.
Well, maybe they didn't know when he was born. Maybe they knew when he died.
That's a valid point. Ding, ding, ding on you. Yeah, so it was 461 that they celebrate the anniversary of his death. in New York has the, I believe, the longest, the biggest St. Patrick's Day parade. Mm. Most amount of, I think it's like 200,000 spectators, something like that. And the longest like drinking route. City. Love the drink in the city. I mean, but Boston's probably the Irish town. Come on now. Come
totally.
On now. And what's your favorite, what's your most memorable St. Patrick's Day memory being in the business? Because this is a restaurant podcast after all.
Actually, you know what? Which will stay with me forever is the pandemic started for us on St. Patrick's Day.
That is true.
Oh, man. Everything goodness. Closed Let's... at 5 o'clock on St. Patty's Day.
That was in so 2020. Depressing. I remember we were on the cusp on the 15th.
We were talking about it, yes.
They were talking about it. It's like, yo, we might close down. Exactly. So get it while you can get it.
Yep.
People were
St. Patty's Day at 5 o'clock. They shut it down.
Was it dead the day before? Like a couple of days before that, it was dead, right?
It wasn't bad. I remember my last shift wasn't that bad.
Okay.
And it was slower, but it wasn't horrible.
Okay.
Because remember, we were in the middle of spring break here.
Yes, it was starting.
Yeah. Well, it was the middle. It was like it a was week the middle. Or two. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was in the middle.
I mean, we were starting like so. Kids were, you know, they were like. I knew people that were revving up to have a good time.
Yes.
On St. Patty's Day.
And you're like, and you gotta go home.
5 o'clock.
You gotta go home. Nowhere to go.
And I wasn't even out that day, but I could just imagine.
Yeah.
You know, but I knew it was like the school bell rang. You know, like when summer's out, we're done.
Now, do you guys still do the green beer?
No, we haven't had green dye in like a few years.
So no green beer. What do you do for St. Patrick's Day?
Not much. We don't even get Guinness in anymore. They're weak.
Oh man.
I know. I should make them order some Guinness this year.
I mean that's where my Irish patriotism goes.
Yeah.
Is we both like Irish car bombs.
Exactly.
Love it. Drink it all the time.
We're gonna have to do some on St. Patty's Day this year.
It's a Thursday.
That's okay.
Okay.
That works.
I work. That works. I work on Thursday. Are you into Irish whiskey at all?
Not like I can't drink it by itself, but I do, you know, I mean, Jameson's, Bushmills, all of them, I understand, okay. You know, but they're not really.
And like a green tea or something?
I can do a green tea all day.
Okay.
Green tea all day. I mean, I can do a shot of Jameson. It's not going to kill me or anything, but I'd rather it be with like a car bomb or a green tea.
Car bombs are delicious.
Delicious.
You know, I love the Guinness.
Yeah.
I drink it constantly.
By itself. That's like, by itself. That's his chill drink.
That's my chill drink. That's my children. When I'm not drinking, I drink the Guinness.
Yeah.
And I'm not that big on whiskey. It's a little peaty.
But people that drink Jameson love it.
They love it. I mean, there's a taste for it. There's a flavor for everybody, baby. Yeah. And for me, I remember my first restaurant job, which was Bennigan's, as you know. And it was big. It was up north. So Bennigan's was the place to go for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And I was, they used to put me at the door. So I would be checking IDs. Now, this is a restaurant, mind you. Checking IDs. Do you know people will come out at like 11 and start drinking in the AM?
Oh, yeah. It's an all-day affair.
It's an all-day affair. What is wrong with your life?
It is like people out on spring break, like day drinking. They do it all day on St. Patty's Day everywhere.
Okay? Yes.
It starts early.
Yes.
It ends late.
Okay, so let's separate it now. Yes, there are the ones, the spring breakers that drink all day. And they're finished at 6:30.
They're done.
You see them getting like they've been to war. You know,
no,
they look carried.
They look like they were in Braveheart by 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Straight defeated.
Yeah.
Straight defeated.
Coming off the battlefield.
Yes. Just going home finished.
Yeah.
What about the adults that come to your place at 11, when you open up and they're coming in that joint ready to drink? Get your life now.
Yeah, they got to get together.
Get it together.
But let them enjoy themselves. It is what it
Nothing,
is.
There's a lot wrong with it.
It's a lot wrong.
When you intend on drinking all day, well, for me, it's hard to turn that bend. The bend I call 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. If you're drinking all day, you know what that bend reminds me of? You ever watch the running of the bulls?
Yeah.
And then there's this famous turn where the it's turned to it's like cobblestone, and the it's a sharp turn.
And they start to slide.
And they start to slide.
Yeah,
that's the bend.
Oh yeah,
you're getting meat jammed.
If you don't, if you're not, if you're gonna, if you're, you know what, we talk about this all the time, because we go to Vegas and we go on marathons.
Yes.
Okay. In the marathon of drinking, if you're starting that early,
yes.
Okay, and you're going strong.
One or two things have to happen.
Either you have to take the midday nap.
There you go.
Or you have to break and eat.
You got to break and eat.
Oh, you got to eat.
You got to break and eat.
You got to eat and drink water all day. It's a continuous, like, you got to eat all your meals and have snacks.
Yes.
It's okay to have snacks.
It's okay. It's okay to have snacks. For me, it's really, really challenging to bust that corner.
Oh, man.
And you have the highest intentions, yeah. And then you see like 6 o'clock come in.
You're 6 o'clock, you're still kind of going strong. You're looking at them like, oh. But especially if you're in the middle of a happy hour. Yeah. Like if you made it to happy hour, you're happy. Okay. You're at 6 o'clock, you might be stopped drinking, dancing. But then it's midnight somewhere.
But then okay. You get that lull, though.
No,
you get that where everybody else has gone to either call it a day.
Or go change up for the nighttime. Yeah, then you're finished.
How many times have you got caught out there with that change up?
Oh, you're finished.
Yo, when that shift change happens for me, when we're in Vegas, bro, don't even lie down thinking you're going to catch a nap. 11:30, 12 o'clock, you are out.
If you take a nap, you're done until 1. You are not seeing. You just need to know that you're on the other side of the nighttime crew.
Yes. The only thing that's going to save you, your alarm's not going to save you.
No.
You're not even going to hear that thing.
It's gone.
You need a team of people.
Yeah.
To come rouse you up.
And you don't even, it's better to just be awake and go eat at that point. It's better to say, let me cut my losses at 6:30, and you know, unless you're closing the deal, and then you're going to go out, then you're going to go eat.
Yes.
You're going to rally back.
You're going to rally.
Drink some water.
You'll rally, but if you slept,
it's over.
It's a wrap.
You can't, the nap, and you might as well just say, I won't be back out till midnight or 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because you'll wake up at midnight.
You'll wake up like 11:30.
And it'll take you 40 minutes. No, you take you a half hour to wake up.
Yeah.
You wake up at 11:30. 20 minutes to shower.
You wake up at 11:30. You're up by midnight. You're in the shower by like 12:15.
Holding it together, like recomposing
yourself. Yo, you feel good.
And then you're
at 12:30, you're out, you're getting dressed, and they're giving you shots again.
But then guess what? Everybody that stayed out, fading.
Hammered. Finished. Okay.
Fading.
It is over.
And you're wondering,
and you're fresh.
You're fresh.
You're looking good.
Fresh and lonely.
You're smelling good. Okay. You're like, where are the people? I thought I had this under control.
They're still in shorts.
They are still in daytime affair.
Yes. Okay? You're in pants and sleeves.
Yeah.
They are done skiing.
They're done.
Over.
Over.
You need new friends. At least friends for the night.
For sure. You're on a solo mission.
Oh yeah, I only have one or two little tidbits left on the St. Patrick's Day things you didn't really know. There is no such plant as a shamrock. Okay, it's a collection of three leaf clovers and some other thing, but there are no shamrocks.
I met a real leprechaun. Plant.
Stop it. Were you high? Did you just look at me straight face and say you met a real leprechaun?
Yeah.
What you met was a person dressed up. And don't even disparage the little people, please. I mean,
he wasn't even that little.
I need some water. I will allow you a redo on that. You met a real leprechaun. What is a real leprechaun? That's like saying I met a real elf. What? A real unicorn, too?
Yeah, why not?
No. Where was this? Narnia?
So, I might get some backlash from my people in the wrestling community, but I went to an AEW event over the weekend.
Okay.
And so, there is a character named Danhausen, and I love him, but I call him the leprechaun because he, to me, and he curses people. So, he reminds me of a leprechaun, and that's my nickname for him is the leprechaun.
Is it only your
He's only name? It's only my nickname.
Okay, so you didn't meet a real leprechaun. You need to rephrase that. I can't even follow that up. We're going to wrap the show up right there.
All right, so let's wrap it up now. We're good.
Thank you for Thank you for joining our show. Thank you for tuning in. Check us out on YouTube. And one way that you can support the show, actually, there's two ways that you can support the show. There's a little, you know, a little arrow button on the way that you listen to your podcast. Share. Send it off to a friend and share it. Tell me you listened to the Modern Way to Podcast, and it was pretty cool.
There it is.
Also, check out our Patreon.
Yes.
We do travel. We do have expenses. Now we have lights and cameras and action. And that's one way that you could support us. Check it out, and we give you the behind the scenes. We give you exclusive content, and if for nothing else, you get to laugh at us while we laugh at ourselves.
Yeah, there's some good stuff on there to laugh about too.
Oh boy, from this show alone, yes, for sure. Thank you so much. I'm Marlon Joseph, the moderator.
I'm Danny Villan. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.